George Paul, Jim Haynes, Mr. Jim Haynes in the studio with us today.
Dr. Pym.
And it's what is an Aussie? Are we British, Asian? And we've just told Jim, no, we're bloody Australians is what we are. Now, the question, sorry. What caused the first wave of hostility against Asians in our history? And John's going to have a crack at it. You there, John?
Yeah, I certainly am. George, how are you going?
We're good, mate.
Hello.
Hello, Paul, how are you?
And good, good.
Hey, mate.
What's your answer?
I think it is the goldfields at Young, mate, at Lambing Flats at Young.
Well, it was the gold rushes generally, and you're quite right. Lambing Flat was the first outbreak of hostility. Well done.
Yeah. Yeah, stay there, John. Janie will look after you, give you one of Jim's CDs, whether you want it or not, you've got it. Chris is going for question number two. How did World War II change our attitude to Britain, Chris?
Hi there.
Hi.
Well, essentially, we were sitting out here feeling like we were somewhere at the end of the world, and then we got the Japanese problem begin, and the British government said, well, we need our troops over here. You guys can just do yourself as good as you can and go for it.
That's true, and they tried to keep our troops over there.
That's right. They wouldn't let ours come back.
That's right.
Despite our problems over here on this side.
And it did change everything. And Singapore fell, and we thought it was a fortress. And there was, you know, for the first time we started to doubt.
Yeah, and it was also the first time, Jimmy, where we got help from America.
That's right. Exactly.
And the American connection really came in there.
That's it. Yeah.
Good on you, Chris. Just stay there, mate. We've got a prize for you as well. That was the beginning of the change of the attitude.
And it wasn't, you know, right or wrong. I mean, Britain was defending itself in Europe.
But we were on our own.
And it changed attitudes. Right. And all those blokes who fought in those Asian countries during World War II came home with at least some understanding of what those countries were like.
Yeah, I think the invasion of Singapore was the main one.
Well, the fall of Singapore. And it fell without a fight.
That's right.
Yep. And they said that Singapore was the fortress.
Yep.
And it would never fall, and it fell without a fight.
And the two battleships that were supposed to protect us from everything, the Prince of Wales and the other one whose name escapes me, I'll remember it in a minute, were both sunk within the first day. You know. So.
All right, Chris, are you there, Chris? Yeah, which one were you going for, Chris?
Question three.
Question three. Oh, when did Australians first become Australian citizens? Yeah.
Yep. 1901, when we got Federation.
No, that's not true. We were British subjects.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Thank you very much. Yeah, we were. Now, that's really funny.
This is an interesting one, isn't it?
We became an Australian Commonwealth in 1901, and that's the date that we sort of celebrate, or we should, except that it's on New Year's Day and we're all hungover.
Yeah. We became a nation.
So we weren't actually Australian citizens then.
We were still
subjects of another country.
We were. And if anyone knows the date, you know, you can... let us know, because it is very interesting that we were not. And the other interesting thing that all the people point out, the Republicans and so on, are always pointing out, that the Australian Constitution doesn't mention the word citizens. It only says subjects.
Yeah. Now, here's the question too. How did we travel overseas prior to this date that we haven't worked out yet? We couldn't have had Australian passports.
No, we didn't. We had British,
passports.
We had British passports.
We were British citizens.
Yep. Okay. We were citizens or subjects?
Subjects, sorry.
So is that
subjects,
the same thing?
No, well, some people argue. I can't see a big difference, but, you know.
Your Republican leanings coming out there, Jimmy?
They might be just a tad.
I think, yeah. All right, hang on a second. John's having a go at it. Are you there, John?
Yes, mate.
Yeah, yep. What year, mate?
2001.
No, it wasn't 2001.
Before that. We went away on a passport before then. And
we've got 100 years between... We had the first one was 1901, now we've had 2001. Somewhere in the middle.
All right, hang on a second. Patricia.
Good morning, fellows.
Hello.
I think it was the late 40s, 1948, if I remember.
You are spot on.
Unbelievable.
On the money.
You win two copies of Jimmy's album.
Yeah. Hang on, you remember it when it happened?
Yes, I do.
And was it?
I'm an old lady.
That's okay. Was it a big deal? Was it the big news story that we'd become Australian citizens?
Look, I can't remember that, but I remember it being said that everyone in Australia then was an Australian citizen, and the English people were very happy about it.
Yeah, good on you. Look, stay there, Patricia. Don't you go away.
They've been trying to get rid of us for a long time.
Patricia's our winner there. 1948, and I think the first passports came out the following year.
That's right.
1949.
Exactly, yeah. That's interesting, isn't it?
All right, it's 9 to 11. George and Paul, Jim Haynes, Australiana, back in a minute.